Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from the Am I the A-hole subreddit and asks, am I the A-hole choosing the golden child over my other sister? I'm 26 and the older brother of two sisters, Maya 19 and Tia 21. Our parents are complete assholes, and Maya was their golden child. And honestly, a complete and utter spoiled bee. I get that's harsh to say about a kid, but she was. She got special treatment and she would get away with murder. Our parents basically encouraged it despite basically leaving me to raise my sisters so they could enjoy themselves. When I was 18, Tia was 13 and Maya was 11. I moved out. I stayed in contact with Tia, though I quickly gave up on trying to connect with Maya, honestly. Our parents and Maya were absolutely horrible to Tia while I was gone. So when she was 18, Tia moved out and has stayed with me. I've made her get some therapy and done my best to be a good brother. She's managed to be a lot happier since. Though after that, I basically didn't see our parents or Maya. However, last November, Maya randomly reached out to us. Tia just ignored it, but Maya is still my little sister, so I gave her a chance. In the time without us, she had really missed us and realized just how spoiled and cruel she was acting. Apparently, part of how she treated Tia was jealousy of how I was so close to her, but not Maya. Though it obviously doesn't justify it. She had felt guilty for a while, but was scared to reach out in case we'd reject her. She felt really sincere and was really apologetic and seemed ashamed. I forgave her and we started talking a lot. I became close to Maya really quickly. We get along great now. And we're actually pretty similar. Unfortunately, Tia refuses to forgive her or even respond. I think she's being a little unfair, but I understand how she feels. From talking, I noticed that Maya seems to be having a hard time at home. She wasn't going to say anything, but ended up spilling when I pressed her. Our parents basically turned on her the moment we left. She wasn't the golden child anymore and had to suffer our parents' bullshit. Honestly, I'm ashamed to admit, but I never considered how our parents would treat her with how horrible our parents are. I wanted to ask her to move in with me. Now, I want to make it clear. I'm the renter. The rental agreement and bills and everything are all under my name. Tia contributes, but since she's still in university and my little sister is much less and unofficial. But when I brought up the idea, Tia was furious. She rejected it. I tried to compromise and talk, but it went nowhere. So in the end, I told Tia I'm offering that she can be civil or I can help her move somewhere else. Maya accepted, coming to stay next week, and Tia is pissed and feels I'm choosing the golden child over her. But I'm not. Maya is suffering and I want to help. She's a different person now. I understand Tia hurts and I get her anger, but Maya also needs me right now. Tia is still angry and our friends still think it was an asshole move, but Maya is my sister and I don't think it's wrong to help her. I helped Tia back then too. But we're going to start off with Professional Text, who says, you're the a-hole, but this is a really complicated situation, so let me explain my reasoning here. First and foremost, you did an amazing thing for Tia. Your parents are by far the biggest assholes in this story, and you're right for wanting to get Maya out of that environment too. Kudos for helping your siblings escape abuse, but the thing is, Maya was part of that abuse for Tia. She helped make Tia's life hell. It's good that Maya shown sincere remorse and apologized to you, but your experience with her abuse is not the same as Tia's. Tia was hurt much more deeply by Maya, and she'll need a lot of time to process this and come to a place of forgiveness. But instead of giving her that time to process, what did you do? You gave Tia an ultimatum, that you would be overriding her feelings, moving one of her primary abusers into her home with a week's notice, and that if she didn't accept this, she would need to leave. I understand that Maya needs you and that this is a tough situation no matter what, but you did this wrong. You trampled all over Tia. You made her feel like her safety and her feelings weren't important to you. And you're going to need to fix that. Blue Box says you're the a-hole. Tia is right. You're putting one of her abusers above her. The thing to do would have been to help Maya find a place to stay, instead of forcing your abuse sister to give up her safety. Ask yourself this, OP. Do you think Maya ever would have reached out if your parents hadn't shifted their abuse to her? Also, Maya isn't owed forgiveness simply because she's sorry and remorseful. You owe Tia an apology for even giving her that ultimatum. Your actions are no better than your parents towards her. Shadow Fox says you're the a-hole. Sorry, but Tia should get some say who lives with you two because you invited her abuser into your home. You might think she needs to forgive and get over it, but guess what? It's not that easy to do. You basically told Tia to deal with it and relive it more. You really come off as wanting to be the hero and help everyone. The best thing you could have done was told Maya to get therapy and move in her own place. 19 is an adult who can work and live in a shared apartment. Colo Husker says you're the a-hole. Haven't been in Dan near this exact situation when I was younger. I don't think you're seeing the forest for the trees. Your desire to help, while admirable, plays into your parents' manipulations and abuse, whether you realize it or not. You are helping Maya at the expense of Tia. This means that the golden child slash scapegoat situation gets perpetuated. Again, that's not your intention, but it is what's happening. If you want to do right by Maya and Tia, help Maya by finding a place outside your apartment. Maya has more options than you recognize. It's horribly unfair to tell Tia she now has to live with her tormentor and the main vehicle of your parents' abuse of her or leave. Narcissists like your parents create these situations as a byproduct of their systemic abuse, so they fundamentally control the sibling dynamic in perpetuity. Until you understand the full dynamic in play, your help is going to be destructive. Maya once again gets her wants and needs met at the expense of Tia. Tia goes without, and you are unknowingly facilitating this by doing right. You're the a-hole, but not seeing how you're acting unintentionally as a tool of your parents' ongoing abuse. Basically, your intentions are being used against your sister's best interests. And one more comment from Job Moist, who says you're the a-hole. I understand your kind intentions for Maya, but if I were Tia, I would never forgive you. Hey, one of your childhood abusers is moving in whether you like it or not, because I suddenly feel like it. Pack your stuff if you don't like it. Wow, you need to think if your offer to Maya outweighs having a relationship with Tia at all. So after the comments, OP came back in to edit the post and says, I went to sleep with post stopping and didn't expect to wake up to all this. There were so many I wasn't sure how to respond to everyone, so I just left it, read and thought about it for a while. There are a few things I want to clear up first though. One, Maya isn't lying about this. I know my parents and Maya didn't even want to tell me about her issues at home. There is basically no chance it's all a lie. And she has tried and tried to talk to and apologize to Tia. Tia just won't let her. I know what she did in the past was horrible, but she isn't just manipulating me to hurt Tia. She genuinely hated how she was and just wants to live somewhere safe and be happy and loved. Two, I get it wasn't enough, but the timeline was admittedly poorly written. We started discussing it last month. She knew this decision for a couple of weeks, while I now see it was misguided and cruel. It wasn't just a week. 3. I don't know if it's appropriate to go too in-depth, but Maya's acts against Tia were verbal and psychological. It was disgusting, and I know how deeply it hurt Tia. Our parents were mostly really neglectful, aside from verbal slash emotional abuse, and rewarding Maya for being the golden child. Being imperfect and cruel meant she would get their love, which neither of us did. Thanks to everyone for their perspective. I didn't realize how naive I was being in thinking this would work out. I'm going to try and see if some of my friends can take Maya in for now, and maybe if she can get her own place. I'm trying to be there for both of them, and ask Tia to forgive me for being so short-sighted and stupid. I hope they can eventually work things out, but like people are saying, it might just be a stupid pipe dream. I think the best plan is to help get Maya a cheap flat or something nearby, and I help out where she needs it. Then OP comes back in to update the post and says, I posted last year trying to help my golden child sister Maya at the expense of my other sister Tia. I didn't expect so many responses or the hate I got, though I now realize how badly I fucked up. While I still think how people wrote about Maya was disgusting and unfair, how I treated Tia was cruel and ignorant. I was trying to help everyone and be practical, but I neglected to properly consider the emotional side. While unintentional, I was just ignoring Tia's pain and trauma. The responses were a wake-up call, and I realized I was just going to ruin everything. While it wasn't meant that way, it would just hurt Tia and ruin our relationship. I managed to convince some friends to let Maya stay with them and look for a place. Currently, Tia still lives with me, while I found a cheap one-bedroom for Maya. It's been rough financially, but I managed to get everything my sisters need. A few sacrifices don't matter compared to them. Maya needed help adjusting and learning to be independent, so I did have to focus on her initially. And Tia absolutely hated me giving her any attention, so it was extremely difficult at first. But it got better as Maya adjusted and grew more independent, and I could balance my time better. It's not perfect, but we've got into a rhythm the best we can. Maya has grown a lot and can mostly live by herself now, though I obviously still help. Therapy has really helped her, and she's made a lot of friends at university. While she still wants Tia's forgiveness, she's accepted it's not in her control and to focus on her life and improving herself. I'm really happy she's free from our parents' influence. She's nothing like she used to be, though I do wish I'd tried harder when she was younger, rather than given up.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tia isn't completely happy. I don't think she'll ever forgive Maya. I've done my best to make it clear I love her, and Maya isn't my favorite, but it's been hard. We get joint therapy that helps a lot, but she still wishes it was just us. Still, she's finally able to understand that helping Maya isn't rejecting her. I'm so thankful and lucky Tia could forgive me. She means the world to me. I never intended to hurt her, though I clearly completely fucked up my approach. We basically just avoid the Maya situation and have managed to get back to normal. She's such a strong woman, and I'm honestly so proud of her, and I'm ashamed of how short-sighted I was. As selfish as it is, a part of me will always wish Tia could forgive her, but I know that's impossible and selfish. I don't think Tia will ever fully accept that Maya is a part of my life. The most I'll get is Tia and Maya being in one building for my wedding, but honestly, that's enough for me. They're both victims of our parents, so I'm glad they can both be happy and free. While it's not a fairy tale ending, everything is going well. I'm glad I posted and was able to fix my horrible mistake. Now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story. And this story comes from the Am I the A-hole subreddit from Miracle Baby Niece, who says, "Am I the A-hole for not letting my Miracle Baby Niece be my flower girl at my wedding? My 27 female older brother and sister-in-law, both mid-30s, just welcomed their first child a year and a half ago, after years of trying. After many failed attempts, sister-in-law was told that she wouldn't be able to conceive due to a medical condition she has, and they finally got pregnant. Since having my niece, the baby has been the center of attention at every family event we've had since she was born. Birthdays, weddings, family get-togethers, you name it. Now don't get me wrong, I love my niece, but it can get a little too much when my sister-in-law goes on and on about how they tried to conceive, complications they've had, miscarriages they've had, etc. Like a little too much info. Many family members have commented on how it's a little bit excessive, but no one has said anything because they don't want to sound like an a-hole. Anyway, I'm getting married in the spring, and my brother and sister-in-law approached me last weekend about having my niece be the flower girl. Now my fiancé, 35 male, has two children, 10 male and 6 female from his previous marriage. His son is one of the groomsmen, while his daughter had asked to be a flower girl when we told him the news that we were getting married a year ago. and it's something she always wanted to do. So of course, we said yes. So I explained this to my sister-in-law when she asked me about my niece. She asked if my stepdaughter can just carry my niece with her. I said I don't think she'd be comfortable with that considering she is six. She then asked why I can't give that role to my niece and allow herself to carry my niece down as the flower girl. I said no because I already promised my stepdaughter. She then started going off about how my lack of effort to incorporate my niece is disgusting to her. I should honor her in some way, since I know how long and hard they tried for my niece. Now I may sound like an a-hole for this, but I kind of got fed up and snapped and said, incorporate my niece how? By the time the wedding comes around, she'll be 2 years old. The entire family already knows your story about how long and hard you guys tried for her. What more do you expect me to do to honor her? She started crying and said that I clearly don't love my one and only niece and I'm letting her down. I said, of course I love my niece and obviously she's going to be involved in the pictures and stuff, but I'm not going to let my stepdaughter down by giving my niece a role she's too young to remember anyway. Well, now my sister-in-law and my brother are peed off with me for not letting my niece be a flower girl and are running around telling the rest of the family I don't love my niece. My mum had been trying to stay neutral but thinks my stepdaughter would understand if I explained to her I need to give that role to my niece. I'm firm in my decision though, and my fiancé is thankful that I didn't let his daughter down. Am I the a-hole for not allowing my niece to be the flower girl? Absolutely stay firm in your decision on this one. Holy moly. I always find stories like this with this level of entitlement absolutely sad, especially for the child as they grow older. I couldn't imagine going up to my brothers and like trying to force a child into their wedding like that. You got to honor them. And for her to ask you to give up the role of flower girl that your stepdaughter was having to give it up for her child. It's just incredibly telling to me. Please stay firm in your role and continue to include your stepchildren in your wedding. I think that's super important and incredibly wonderful for your family. But I would be interested in the future how this goes as well. Is she going to kick up a fuss? Is she going to try and like make your wedding about her? But Cassandra says, not the a-hole. Let them be pissed. If ever there was a time to take a stand for your stepdaughter, it is now. Without knowing her story or how she came to be a part of your life, she's 6 years old and you've made a commitment to be in her life. The moment you make it official revolves around her as much as it does you. You absolutely have every right to honor the stepdaughter over the niece, and these first moments as a stepmom are going to cause the ripple that forms the pond that is your relationship for her whole life. Trust me, if you back down now and give her spot away, it's going to ruin more than just your wedding. Melly says, the miracle baby stuff is so obnoxious. I guess my baby will be a miracle baby too. But why would I go on and on about my infertility to everyone I know and throw myself a pity party over it? The baby is going to be a normal baby like everyone else's baby. Also, 2 years old is too young for a flower girl. You never know how they're going to behave. And with all the other things going on at that wedding, it's going to be one more thing to have to worry about. Had my 4-year-old nephew be the flower boy and he threw a tantrum and didn't even go out, which was a huge pain in my ass. OP shouldn't even give her sister the time of day on this. Definitely not the a-hole. Oh my word, that just reminded me of a story of where someone gave it was a little toddler, I can't remember the exact age, but a toddler, they let them carry like the ring down on a pillow and it was like tied in there with a little bit of a silk or something like that. It was tied to the pillow so, you know, it couldn't fall off, etc. And as he was walking down, he got to the very end of the aisle and then just yeet, the pillow went flying. The ring luckily didn't come off, but just literally launched the pillow. The crowd seemed to be laughing at that, but I'd just be thinking, why the bloody hell did I do this? Blue Mike Stew says, not the a-hole. If they don't understand why breaking a promise to your future stepdaughter is a bigger issue than letting your sister carry a toddler down the aisle, they're self-centered jerks. Point out, this is you making sure your stepchildren are welcome and feel like they belong. Put your foot down hard on this bullcrap. Your niece is not more important than your stepdaughter to you, any more than your stepdaughter would not be more important than your niece to her. For a Lark says, that poor little baby. Your sister-in-law needs to get some counselling while the child is still young enough. Or she's going to ruin that little girl's life with her weirdness, entitlement, expectations, the burden of being made to feel special just for having been born. That poor kid should get the chance to have a normal childhood. This is probably not the right time, but and this ridiculousness blows over, hopefully, you should suggest to your brother that your sister-in-law see a therapist about these feelings. Not the a-hole for standing up for your soon-to-be stepdaughter. Six is old enough for this to be an important day for her life. And I think that comment is really, really important, because in the end, I don't know what sister-in-law is going through. We've read stories of infertility before and people dealing with infertility, and it can be incredibly devastating. Many emotions and thoughts and feelings, and dealing with those, it's got to be incredibly difficult. Obviously, I don't want to make excuses for the entitlement, etc. There is the chance that, you know, she just may be entitled, but at the same time, she might be dealing with an absolute lot as well. So if they can encourage her to get that therapy, when that comment said, the ridiculousness blows over. I hope they really do seek that therapy, and I really do wish the best for them. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories, your love, your support, your time. Thank you so much. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Yum, yum, yum. Let's go. See the sun shining from the windows. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. No, no, no. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. Drink some water.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.